Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on the gospel lesson just read from John chapter 13. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, those written notes can be found in the middle of page 3 in your bulletin. Once a Sunday school teacher gave her class the following assignment, a letter written to God. Write a letter to God, she said, and put in that letter whatever you'd like to say to God. And then she gave her students in Sunday school a while to complete that assignment. One little girl in her class wrote the following in her letter to God. Dear God, thank you for your amazing love for me. It must be really hard for you to love each and every person in the whole wide world. We only have 4 people in my family, and we can't do it. Maybe a very perceptive little girl. Today's sermon is about love, specifically about God's love. Jesus says in our gospel lesson, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. The starting point is these beautiful words of Jesus, I have loved you. Before we talk about how we are to love, before we focus our attention on loving others, we need to hear again this day those beautiful words of Jesus, I have loved you. I have loved you. You have been loved by God. You are loved by God. In love, Jesus came to be your Savior. In love, God came to you in the waters of baptism and adopted you into His family. In love, God hears and answers your prayers. In love, when you and I come forward to the Lord's table, Jesus gives us His body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Hear these words of Jesus loudly and clearly and tenderly this morning. I have loved you. We know from our own personal experience that in contrast to God's constant love for us, our love for God and others often runs hot and cold. There is a reason why Jesus needs to command us to love. Loving God and loving others is not necessarily something that comes naturally for us. It is not always our first inclination. At times, our love for God grows cold. And God seems far away. And at times, we struggle also to love others. We harbor grudges and resentments and hurts that threaten to strain relationships or even break them. Indeed, our love for God and for others does run hot and cold. But Jesus' love for us is not like that. The love Jesus is talking about when he said, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another, is agape love. Agape love is God's love. Agape love is a love that is completely focused on others. It is a selfless love. It is constant, unchanging, faithful. That makes Jesus' words, his new command here in John chapter 13, all the more challenging. For Jesus calls us to use his love to love others, to respond to his changeless agape love for us by in turn loving others in the same way. Not just when it's convenient, not just when someone loves us first or loves us back, but to love others unconditionally. To love others simply because we are loved by God. What does this kind of love look like? Perhaps this is the most important takeaway in the sermon this morning, and that is that this love of which Jesus speaks is not just a feeling or a philosophy, it is really an action. God demonstrated his agape love for you and me by sending his one and only Son to be our Savior from sin. Jesus demonstrated his agape love for you and me by laying down his life for us and dying on the cross for our salvation. So we are called to respond to his love in action by loving in our actions toward others. The Apostle John writes in his first epistle, "Let's not just talk about love. Let's show love by our actions." The Apostle Paul echoes that same idea in the familiar words of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where he writes, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." And the Apostle Paul concludes that beautiful 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians with these words, "So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love." What does loving others with agape love look like in your life? The impact of this kind of love is amazing. Jesus says, "When we love this way, by this all people will know that you are my disciples." So as you love others with the love you have received from God, including putting love into actions, others will see that you are a follower, a disciple of Jesus. And when we as a worshiping community do this together, others will see that we truly are a community following Jesus. My prayer for you is that this week you will survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died for you. That you will see from his head, his hands, his feet, his side, sorrow and love flowing mingled down. A love so amazing, so divine, that it demands your soul, your life, your all. It is my prayer also that you will again this week reflect on that empty tomb with fresh eyes and know that that empty tomb means that Jesus defeated sin and death for you. By this, everyone will know that you are disciples if you love one another. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen.